Welcome to another episode of Styling Matters with your host Lizzie Richardson. I'm really delighted to be back for the October issue of 321 with myself and with Zahn. It was a bit of a Halloween special. We did get a little bit dressed up for the occasion. So do check us out on Instagram. I'm at lizzie.richardson and Zahn is at all things Zahn. You'll see her dressed as Wednesday and myself. I've got a little witch's hat on and I did have a filter on to try and make me a bit more ghost-like. I did try a big hat, but I had this feeling you wouldn't actually be able to see my face, so which wouldn't be great for the live broadcast. Which brings me on nicely to, it is a live broadcast. We did have some technical issues on the night. I just want to say thank you to the ladies that watched live. You were absolutely lovely, joined in, and when we did have our technical issues, you joined back when we reconnected. Just over half an hour in, you will see that the conversation breaks and we kind of restart. So I've done my best with my editing skills to try and make it as smoothly as possible for you guys listening on the podcast. So we hope you enjoy all the chat. For those who've never listened to 321, we talk about three things fashion, two things beauty, and one topic on lifestyle. And that's both of us. So there's so much we went through. It was a good one. We'll be back at the end of November, probably for a Christmas special. It'll be all things party season for 321. And Zahn, are you there?
Hello.
I've put a filter on because I thought it made me look a bit more ghost-like.
I have no filter. And this evening I will be Wednesday Addams for your entertainment.
No, you're very good. Let me just put you up a bit. Do you have to go up or do you have to go down? I think you have to go down. There we go, head you a bit high. How are you?
Back I'm from fine, thank you. I was actually filming skincare about half an hour ago, and then I went, oh, I better get my face on, and it doesn't look quite as dark. That's a thing with Halloween makeup. You need to go as dark and as pronounced as possible to really make an effect. Because in my bedroom it was like, good grief, because I hadn't worn makeup for a week. But actually, I could have gone even more.
No, I know what you mean. But I just, because let's confess, I watched your stories and I thought you were all made up as a mortician. I was like, we just said we were going to put something on our heads. But yeah.
Lizzie, honestly, anybody who knows me knows that if I go to a Halloween party or a dress up party, I'm that extreme person where it's like, good grief, what is she going to walk in as? I love an excuse to get dressed. I love it. Absolutely. Well,
so actually, that tees up nicely for our first lot. So for those that have never watched 321 before, we do three things fashion each, two things beauty, one things lifestyle. And I know first up on your list, actually, is how to remain stylish when you have to wear a costume. So over to you.
Well, I think the most important thing is that you don't want to... You've got to throw yourself really into it. If you're really going to dress up, then you've got to go the whole way because halfway just doesn't sit. So a Morticia Addams or Wednesday Addams, the old version, I normally go as, oh goodness, what's the one with the horns? I love to dress up, but then I tend to wear all black, or you know, so the outfit itself is very sleek, it's very simple if you're going somewhere in the evening, but then loads of highlight and a bright red lip and dark eyes, and I think that because that's how I would do it with my kids when they went collecting sweeties and trick-or-treating, that's what it's called,
right?
It's been a couple of years. I really miss those days, actually. But Halloween parties, I think, you know, you can get a really funky spider brooch or even if you get like a faux looking crow sitting on your shoulder, but everything else is really sleek, like a beautiful black suit thing. But it's that one tiny little feature that kind of makes people look. So for example, the faux crow on your shoulder.
Which you can always like you say, is that link back to what you would, I suppose, kind of expect from a fashionista type girl? Is that it's always got that link back to a sort of a fashion style element and stuff. And I think, you know, when
when you get a party invitation and it does come with like a fancy dress code, you sometimes think, oh, like this. But if you really get creative, you can actually still kind of remain yourself and just have that hint, can't you?
Exactly. And also, I mean, you could be somebody else for the evening. I love it.
Yeah. I know. And especially if you're going with the girls out and you're never going to meet these people again. You can genuinely be whoever you want to be for the night.
Hey, that sounds like a party. This is what happens when we do 3, 2, 1 on Halloween at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, and it's weird doing it at this time of night, but actually, it's also quite fun, isn't it? So, hello to everybody who's joined. Feel free to put any comments in the chat box, and we're going to carry on the fashion chat. I think we should talk about next is the silver trend, because you've got some topics on the silver trend, and I'm actually, if perhaps we'll kickstart with mine is the silver chrome accessory trend. It didn't arrive in time. I have ordered a party bag from Mango, because I've got a number of events coming up over the next few weeks. It's starting to be party season, and usually I always have gold accessories, but this year I found actually everything I'm wearing really needs that silver element, and I personally don't own a lot of silver. And as I was kind of doing a lot of searching around, there's a few things that have caught my eye in store, and it's been the chrome accessories. And what I mean by this is it's mirrored enough that you can literally redo your lipstick. It's like carrying a mirror. So what I've bought, and it's from Mango, it's a clutch bag style that you can also wear on your shoulder. And I had hoped it was going to be here to actually, do a bit of show and tell. That was for $29.99. I thought it was an absolute steal. You can get a coach version of the Tabby 20, £395. So I've gone both ends of the scale there. So very premium at 395, but I have to say it does look lash, or the Mango at 29.99. What I did spot, and this actually stopped me in my tracks, I was going to a different shop, I spotted them and it made me head straight on in there. In June, London, they have got these chrome knee-high boots,
Oh,
fully mirrored, right? You can see your whole face in them. Midi heel, pointed, really gorgeous. They're £200.
wow.
I have never seen boots that have literally stopped me. So I would say get them on your hit list for the sale, for the Black Friday sale, or whatever, or definitely check them out. They've got a little mini bag that complements the range, but it's teeny tiny. I don't know how do you get one of those teeny tiny handbags?
Well, I this is, well, they'll probably lead me into what I was going to talk about in
Oh, well, these
yes.
are. It's £55, so nearly twice as much as what I'm spending on the Mango bag, and it's
You can't even
square. And
card.
the loop that you would put your wrist through is bigger than the actual bag, I thought. When I was looking at it online, I was like, this is ridiculous. And that was 55. There is another one. Let me just refer to my notes. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Bear with. So I've talked about the Coach bag for June. Oh, Hobbs. So Prada kicked off with the shoes. They got some gorgeous silver shoes. They actually came about in the summertime in the silver chrome. Hobbs do, I think it's called the Natasha Court shoes, which is a good kind of sort of more premium high street version. They're at 169. But if you want a more stiletto style, then I spotted Mint Velvet have got them for £85. So there's a lot out there, and I like the chrome accessories, and I think it's a nice, if you wear a lot of black or you just want a little bit of party, but like you said, when we're coming back to the posh thing, stay more true to yourself. I think this is
Is that
a nice trend to.
you mentioned mentioned the Hobbs one. It has just on me, just keeping in mind, everyone, I got back from holiday very late last night and I'm kind of all over the place and I'm currently in the studio, but those amazing silver quartz you just mentioned from Hobbs are currently in my wardrobe. They are amazing. Then they're very walkable heel, is what I like to say. It's a walkable heel. And they've got some lovely detail along the sides. It's like almost like a cutout detail. And I wore them with that very beautiful lush pink Mitford dress when I recently did the styling reels with Hobbs. And they've got the clutch, which is very that kind of Victoria Beckham kind of grip. And you can just wear that with anything. I think it really elevates an outfit. And if you just wanted to keep it a little bit more simple, plain black blazer, white tee, blue jeans, and that silver cord with that clutch, it's amazing. And weirdly, like you said about gold, I only ever wear gold. So going back to silver after, what, 25, 30 years of only wearing gold, it's kind of, it's new for me. So I'm really having to put it back in there, but I'm loving it. And it feels very fresh.
Yeah, well, this is what I was going to say. With the mirrored chrome in the accessories, I do think it feels very fresh, very modern. And actually, the plainer the design, so like the mango bag that I thought, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, there's no detailing much on it at all. And the one that you mentioned about Hobbs, I saw that in store. It's actually, I think, very elevated, the plainer the design. I think it's very sleek, very stylish.
Exactly. The one thing I would say with any of these kind of that chrome effect, it shows fingerprints.
Oh, does it? Of course, because I haven't got mine yet. Okay.
I have OCD, so I'm like, oh, I want to rub that off. Because you can't, you can literally use it as a mirror to put on your lipstick or whatever. So
how that fares then on those boots? Mind you, you're not going to be touching them, are you, really? Yeah. It's the bag, isn't it?
It's the bag because your fingerprints are on it. So if you've got one that's got a handle, it's great. Or just remember to have a little, like a little tissue or something.
Yeah,
your bag.
Exactly. But no, I am definitely loving that trend. But the silver trousers and all these Insta trends. Did I tell you I actually got about 3 or 4 pairs of silver trousers in and sent them all back? It was very laborious. They don't suit me.
Okay, so this is what I was going to tell you about in terms of fashion. Oh, or my fashion piece is that I call it being Insta-fluenced. Try to say that fast.
Insta-fluenced.
It's where you see an item that you wouldn't ever have really thought, oh, you know, silver trousers, for example, but you keep seeing it on Instagram or on social media and everybody looks amazing because it's photographed really beautifully and they just look fantastic. And so you're almost convinced to go and buy one, and then you put it on and you're like, what? So I haven't even gone down that route. I'm so after a few years of Instagram and having made these mistakes, that I'm going to keep the silver jean trend as something that I admire on other people.
Yeah.
Because I honestly feel that I don't have the time. Like you say, it's such a pain to have to buy them and then return them. Because by the way, I did buy a pair of silver, what do you call them? Mary Janes from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh,
I lost the receipt and I wasn't able to return it. Couldn't swap it. So I'm now the proud owner of a size 5 pair of Mary Janes.
They wouldn't even give you...
No, thankfully they're not, you know, it's still £35 I wouldn't have spent.
Yeah.
But again, it is one of those things. I'd seen it online, I'd seen it on social media, I was like, I'm going to go down that route. So again, like I say, it is something that I'm going to just watch other people do. And I'm like, wow, you look amazing. But I'm not going to go down that route.
With the silver trouser trend, because there is a lot on Instagram, I haven't seen anybody wear them out in public. I genuinely haven't. And I've been to London a lot lately and I've not seen it. Have you seen?
No. I mean, I have been away, but I have not actually physically seen anybody off the screen in real life wearing.
Yeah. But what I have seen when I've seen it styled on Instagram, the way that I'm loving those trousers to be worn is either with a very oversized blazer with a white tee, looks very chic, especially if it's got a nice pointed boot with it. Mm-hmm. Or what I've really loved is where they've shown it with a polo neck and a trench, a long trench that covers a lot of the silver, which is a tip we give when you've got a lot of pattern in a dress and it can be very overwhelming to wear. If you then pop on a long coat or something very drapey next to it, you kind of minimize the print so it's not overwhelming on your body. And I think those that have styled it with a trench or a slightly longer coat have actually carried it off really well, I thought.
Yeah.
Or really compared to the bomber.
I think with that silver, it's quite like, oh, wow. So if you then maybe style it with a really chunky, very loose knit and maybe a pair of like funky trainers, like the Adidas Gazelles or something like that, or a really beautiful, sleek booty and a big oversized blazer. I mean, I think that could just look phenomenal. But again, not on me, on everybody else.
No, I think sometimes, and I did an Instagram live just last week with Marion, who's 40 plus and fab, and she's probably one of the first people that I've interviewed where she's just openly said, I just don't do trends. It's for other people. I know what looks good to me. I know what I love. And she was very to the point, I just don't do trends. So, and I actually thought that's really a great way to go about it, isn't it? Sometimes just, I'm just not going to get on board with this. I'll leave it to others and watch from a distance.
I think from what I can tell is that by the time I get to the trend, it's no longer a trend. It's like, it's been there for such a long time. And it's kind of, I've been worn down by it and everything. I am just a really classic dresser. Yeah. I like what I like. Because my life is lived at high speed and there's always something happening, I need to be able to grab my clothing and go and then not have to try and think about it. And so when there's something, I have got an exceptionally expensive pair of shoes in my wardrobe. They were bought after a few cocktails. I will never buy drunk again. Okay, I'm just saying this right now. And I've tried. I've tried many, many times to wear them, and I just don't feel they're me. And it's, I think you have to learn your lesson sometimes.
Yeah.
And it seems to be something to do with shoes. If I'm going to jump into a trend, it's about the shoes. But it's calling out to me, and then it becomes hard work having to try to build an outfit to make the item feel right. And I don't feel fashion should be hard work. It should just be fun and enjoyable, and you should feel great about yourself when you walk out the house, not like, do these things work? So that's what I did.
Yeah, I think it comes back to that point. Are you wearing the item? Is the item wearing you? Yeah. And we can all feel about that, about different things, can't we? And it's the same with print again. Is it wearing you or are you wearing it? So it's finding your confidence factor. And as you say, just because your girlfriend might look amazing in it doesn't necessarily mean that it's still right for yourself. I mean, for me, it kind of, I just, because I love faux leather trousers. I've lived in them all week practically. And, you know, they're made of the same fabric. So that was one of the reasons why I thought, well, this is really going to work for me. But instantly, I just felt it wasn't very flattering on me, is the politest way to put it. And so I was just like, I can't believe I got exactly the same kind of trousers in front of me, but just in two different colours technically, and one doesn't feel flattering and the other one makes me feel, you know, better. So yeah, you've got to go with what works for yourself. Should we talk about blanket scarves?
Well, again, I think we've touched on the fact that I don't do trends. Now, I know it's a big thing, okay, and they are lovely to curl up in. The fact is, if I had one, I wouldn't be able to get it away from my cats because they would make beds in them. But the thing is, as well, because I'm always at speed, I'd be the person, it would get trapped in the doors of a train or in my car, or I would be like smacking someone in the face as I was running down. Or most importantly, it's so hot. I need to be able to get rid of my layers. Otherwise, I'm going to get claustrophobic. And I just feel like it's just too big to lug around London.
Can we just clarify the people? Are you talking about the blanket scarf that you wrap around? Or are you also talking about the coat with the scarf that's integral?
Ah, mm-hmm. So I'm talking about the big scarves.
Yeah.
Giant ones, as gorgeous as they are. For me, I look at them and I start getting hot. But I do have a coat with the integrated scarf.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
That's not a big scarf though, is it?
No.
It's
like a bit of a drape. And it is the Hobbs one. It is beautiful. And it's something that I literally just threw over funnily enough, the shirt. And it was one of those days where London didn't know whether it was hot or cold. And so it's a great thing that you can just walk down, you don't have to worry about anything else with you, and you can drape it around when, you know, it starts raining or whatever else. Keeping in mind it's not rainwear, so you have to use an umbrella. But also you can open it up if you're inside and you want to get a little bit of air. Anyway, this is how I think practically now about my fashion. It has to work for me and the way my body works.
Well, no, and I think for me personally, again, coming back to the original blanket scarves with them being quite big, when you're an hourglass like me, and also I'm not very tall, which obviously we know from standing next to each other, I'm only 5'6", it can really overpower me, and I have to belt it to get some shape. And then that just adds another layer of just complexity to the whole taking off and everything. So I don't particularly fare well with them. And I'm actually slightly better off, dare I say, with a more sort of poncho type fitted item.
The old school pashminas. I love that.
Yeah.
So light. You can throw it over your shoulders. I mean, I've just come back from the Oman, so anywhere that I went, you know, you're respectful. It's such an easy item. You could just cover your shoulders and it's great with you when you're in air conditioning. And of course, with if you're in winter, like we are now, the way they loop it just around your neck here, so it protects the area where the coat doesn't cover. But I mean, obviously, if you get a coat that has the scarf attached to it, they're great for travel. They're, you know, and it's a whole lot easier. But yeah, the blanket scarf is not something that I will be jumping on. I mean, I wasn't even, I like the cozy element of it, but for me, they're too cumbersome.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Totally get that. Let me move on to a trend that I am loving. I've seen this quite a lot in store in the last couple of weeks, and I've seen it on Instagram. Now, I won't be buying one because, and I'm going to grab mine so that people can see. So, what's really popular this winter is the shearling gilet. It's very hard to say, shearling gilet. And it's aviator style. So what I mean by that, just for anyone who's next, so this is my aviator jacket from Zara, and this is the shearling element. So it's basically a jacket like this, but sleeveless, okay? Although I have to say, there's a lot of shearling aviator jackets in store as well. And I'm going to say to you, Marks and Spencer's have priced their gilet and their version with sleeves at the same price.
Okay.
So you can either go sleeveless for $79 or you can buy them with sleeves for $79. I did find that quite amusing when I was doing a little search on them. So, sleeveless gilet is very, very stylish, especially over some really lovely knitwear. The high collar is quite important. The shearling has to look really good. Brown tan and black is the most popular. My one is quite a light tan, and I would just say that's not really what I've seen. We're talking about the real brown tan that's come in. Now, at first, I got confused because I thought, where it was over £100, this indicated that it was real, you know, not faux leather.
Yeah.
Faux shearling. Yeah. especially when you when we talk shearling boots, you know, like the UGG boots, they're real and some and that, and the price point normally denotes that, doesn't it? But it turns out actually the mint velvet one, which is £149, it's not real price because it's twice the amount of what I've been seeing on the high street. So you've got M&S, you have to actually Google it with Peruna, and it's a very 70s style. I think this is really, really lush, and it's in a tan, and it's £79. I think that one is absolutely lovely. I have seen the mint velvet one in store. That is really, really lovely. So that's in tan and in black.
Okay.
Not real. It's currently at a reduced price of 119. How long that's there for? I don't know when black, when does Black Friday actually hit? I don't. I know it's something.
8th of November.
Well, it might be because of Black Friday, which is why when I had a look yesterday, some money was off at 119.
Start a little bit earlier.
Right, side note, Templey, London, they have basically said they're doing no sales, no promotions because of their craftsmanship. And I applaud them. Yes. You know, they've just gone out there and said that.
The whole Black Friday, obviously, you know, I have brands that I work with that will be doing Black Friday sales. But I think for smaller brands and businesses, Black Friday is a nightmare for them because then, they're going into Christmas. They need that momentum. And it's like this feeling that they can't compete if they haven't reduced their prices, which is just, it's crazy. So I have a bit of a love hate with Black Friday.
Yeah.
As well. It's this bombardment of emails that come at you, and then you miss the important stuff, which I have done with my kids' school.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, and I think they actually said in their communication. I might actually put it on my Insta stories. I was dead impressed with it, but basically that they know that it's a high time of year for selling, but they're sticking to their craftsmanship all year round, and so they're not going to reduce their price. So I thought that was really good. Now, coming back to the gilets, Mango, definitely worth checking out. So they've got a lovely gilet at $89.99, but they've also got, and I'm going to check this out when I'm at Westfields later next week, bomber style shearling gilet, aviator style. Get your head around that.
That's a whole lot of jacket.
But it looked so good on the model because it was slightly more cropped, had slightly more shape at the back. So it was a bomber stroke aviator mix. I loved it. So I'm going to...
Well, I must say, I haven't posted anything about next yet. However, their autumn winter, oh my God. And speaking of the sleeveless with the brown, it's like a deep tan and a really beautiful, it's faux, but it's really good quality. But it's not like here, it's kind of, it comes out a little bit at the shoulders and gives this really lovely V shape. That is something I'll post on my story. If anyone that's interested, that is a keeper. But yeah.
No, that's cool. My last one, which I think is worth mentioning because it was an oversized fit aviator style, which, you know, for some people, that's really what what they want. And I thought, again, it looked really good on the model. I'm not very good at saying this brand's name. Is it Stradivarius?
Stradivarius, yes. Yes.
Well, $59.99. That was one of the better value prices. So bearing in mind, mint velvet is not a real... it's not real leather or anything. I do think that was slightly overpriced when looking at everybody else that was sitting between £60 and £80. So people have to decide for themselves. But definitely check out the bomber aviator style because I just thought that was brilliant. I'm conscious of time. Can you believe we've been rabbiting for half an hour? We've still got one more on fashion today. So I wanted. Have you seen the Beckham interview?
I have not watched it yet.
You must. And actually, Victoria's on there quite a bit. And what I came away from that thinking was, because obviously, normally when anyone like that's on there, it's like, what are they wearing? And actually, she was very casual, but stunning still. And I've actually done a Pinterest board that I'm going to share on stories for everybody, linked 3, 2, 1, where she's actually casual a good 40 to 50% of the time. So she does both ends. She does the whole going out or the professional look for the office, but she also wears a lot of casual, and I think she's got it on point.
I've always loved her fashion. Always. She's my favourite Spice Girl still.
Yeah. But is she posh in casual?
No, I think so. I think she does. It really elevated smart casual. I mean, I didn't like the whole wag style, obviously. But Mel, I just have to say one thing. I did catch a short bit of the Beckham program. I was sitting next to Fergus at the time. I've never fancied David Beckham. I do. Okay. Well, not for me. Then I saw him open his wardrobe.
And did you see his wardrobe?
God. Then suddenly he became the sexiest man alive. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
My husband was looking at that.
I saw that too first. That, I mean, honestly, he could just come over and redo my wardrobe.
He tidies it all up, doesn't he? He sorts it all out. I'm like, he's good. And
the t-shirts aren't stacked. They're kind of at a slant. I mean, that's genius.
I took that one on board.
And also, like him, all my hangers hang in the right way.
Yeah.
And I can actually tell when someone's been in my wardrobe because they're so... kindred spirits there.
I'm with you. So I will share that Pinterest on our stories so that you can check out the casual self. And I think it's definitely worth, you know, especially for weekend when you want to wear something a bit different to, especially as a lot of people, we've talked about this loads, working from home, sometimes you feel like you're wearing the same stuff over again. I think it goes to show that you can make an effort at the weekend in terms of being practical yet super stylish. So yeah, love that. And I think, because I do, especially when we go into London, say to any of the parks, to walk the dog on a Sunday, that I'm in a baseball cap and things like that. And you can pull that off at the weekend quite well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've met up, haven't we? And you've had your trench on with the baseball cap. So you can do that more stylish. Don't always have to be so dressed up all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah. Shall we move on to beauty?
We'll do it. I was just going to say, touching on the aviators, I was just thinking, before anyone goes onto the high street looking for aviators and things like that, the best place is secondhand, like vintage.
Oh, God, yeah.
For that, and then you get the real deal and potentially at less than what is at the high street, which is faux. So
yeah, exactly. And if you want it gilet style, you just got to find a seamstress or my mum. I've seen my mum's joined because I think my niece might be watching, so hello there. But you know, if you've got a seamstress in the family, they might be able to whiz off the arms anyway. Yep. Do you know what I mean? So you can make it gilet style. We're going to do some beauty stuff then. We'll start with yours because it's kind of Halloween kind of linked. So black makeup, you've got a story about some lip gloss, haven't you?
Amazingly, my husband bought me a black lip gloss for Christmas. It was several years ago. I remember taking it out of the packaging. I think it was Yves Saint Laurent. And I remember taking it out and going, what on earth have you lost your mind? What?
Did he know it was black? Or did he
take his bone? He did. And he said to the sales girl, told him it was like, it was amazing. And I was going, was she attractive?
And how much commission was she making on that particular product? How many husbands can I convince?
Well, may I just say, that became my go-to lip gloss.
Really?
For years, until it was eventually, I was like, okay, I can't actually put this, I'm probably going to end up poisoning myself because it's so old. Amazing.
You wore it on a natural lip, or did you wear colour and then apply it?
Or if I wanted to really elevate an evening look, I could go over a dark lip, and it was just amazing. It wasn't sticky, it wasn't tacky, it was amazing, and I I normally tend to hang on to things. I still have a lipstick from my 21st birthday. I've
still got my lipstick from my wedding.
Again, it was Yves Saint Laurent. I love their makeup. But I don't know why. I think it may have leaked because it was really old. But instead of that, because obviously I don't know if that's still out there, MAC do, they've got several colors, everything from a luminous pink and a clear, right the way through to black and blue. And it's like a clearish kind of, it looks like a lipstick, but it's like a, I don't know how to describe it, but you put it on and it kind of makes the lips tingle a little bit.
Oh, it's got some plumpiness there.
Yes.
I know what you mean. They're
amazing. And every time I've gone in, I have the bright pink one and the clear one. Every time I've gone in to go and buy a black one, they've sold out, which says everything really. But I will be buying one of those because I think they are amazing, absolutely amazing.
So with lip glosses, when I went to the Dior exhibition in Paris with a girlfriend, we went to the Dior store, as you do. So I just want a little keepsake for my weekend away with my friends and stuff like that. So I literally picked up this lip gloss and it had like a shimmer through it. And I just thought, oh, it's just going to be a little bit iridescent, you know, when you put it on over. Didn't think it was going to be all that. It wasn't like you could try it or anything. Anyway, oh my God, it was like, I loved it so much. And I haven't been able to replace it because I've not found it again. So I don't know if it was a Paris special. But basically, especially if you wore red lipstick, you'd put this on over the top. And then when you went out of the night, with the light hitting you, it was like you had diamonds on your lips.
Oh. Amazing. I love that.
Shall we move the chat on to red lipsticks? Do you have some that you wanted to share?
It's a brand that I discovered this year. It is one of Number 7's brand. It's called Sleek. And their lipsticks are absolutely amazing. Obviously, I'm wearing it now, if you can see there. But it is beautiful. And it's got a really lovely texture. The Number 7 ones as well are, I can't recommend their lipsticks enough. They are really, really lovely. And then also Dior lipsticks are, they just go on so and everything, so highly recommend.
I've had several conversations in the last couple of weeks about fine hair and hair loss. Start of the year I had a consultation about fine hair and hair loss, and actually the lady who gave my consultation, who had a full head of hair, had 18 months previously lost all her hair in a car accident. So she had a car accident, through the stress of the car accident, all her hair dropped out. And it took about 8 months for hair to start to grow again, and then through various things. So she said to me, one of the key things she took, and you can buy it, I buy it in the supermarket, I'll just grab it now. I've been taking one a day. I had a look at the diary, I've been taking one a day for the last 300 days, and I'm really seeing the benefits of new hair growing through. I think there's a bit of a myth, because when I've been talking to friends, they think they're going to see it on the length. Mm-mm. And it's a bit like, this is old, you know, it's got to grow through. And what I've definitely noticed in the last 2 months is I'm seeing new growth come through. My fringe is a lot thicker. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the scalp of my head is a lot thicker. So it's going to take another 12 months for me to see the benefits in the length. But it's definitely been working. And it's literally one a day. And I've been taking it, as I said, for 300 days so far. So if it's done that for that lady who lost all her hair,
yep.
I'm sticking with it. And it's not even that expensive. It's £7 for 50 mm-hmm. tablets. The other thing was, which I wasn't doing, is you've actually got to exfoliate your scalp, which I didn't know. All their hair products, build-ups, but also your natural skin, because there's skin obviously on your scalp. If you don't exfoliate, it doesn't take off the dead cells to allow new growth to come through. This hadn't really been explained to me by any hairdresser, by the way, but she advised it. And I've been using this one by the Inkalis. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say, I've ruined a pair of optical glasses by using this, because you put it in your hair and then you have to leave it for about 30 minutes. So I use it as a prime opportunity to then do a face mask on that. What I've been doing, I put my optical glasses in my hair, get it out, move the fringe to do the face, and then I've rinsed. So be careful, because this is glycolic acid, am I saying that right?
Glycolic, yep.
Definitely recommend that with that.
What I was going to ask you is, with the biotin, have you noticed your nails growing?
My nails always grow really fast, so I'm not a good judge on that.
Well, because what I was going to say is biotin is a building block for hair and nails, and that's why it's so important to take that. I mean, I've been taking it since I was at 15. I had a makeup artist or hairstylist or whatever else, and I kept on going, oh my God, you really? Because, oh, just take your biotin, you'll be fine. But obviously now there are so many incredible and hair-focused tablets. One of the things that we really do need to focus on is your iron deficiency. So you need to make sure that you've got, oh God, what is it? Iodine.
It's the first supplement, Sam, that I've taken where I have actually seen a difference. Mm-hmm. I've taken gummy things for 3 months and noticed nothing. This is the first product I've taken where I have actually seen some benefit.
I think it's obviously when you're going through perimenopause, that's obviously a sign. Also, yeah. We go through a stage when we're going from summer into winter where we start shedding. And if you're shedding a lot, it can really cause you to have a bit of a panic attack. I mean, I went to see Glenn Lyons of Kingsley because I was really, really concerned about the amount of hair I was losing, and I had blood tests done and everything. It's a natural stage that you go through, but what you need to do then, obviously, if you're going through that stage, is to support yourself with the correct diet and your supplements, and like you say, you know, looking after your scalp. It's the same thing with the face. We've got so many things out there, from glycolic acids to retinols and retinoids and things like that. So you need to know what you are using, and you need to know your skin, because your skin changes throughout the month and throughout the seasons, so that you don't overdo it,
yes.
Overstimulate or like affect the skin barrier, because then you can actually be causing yourself problems when perhaps you didn't actually have actual problems to start with. So it is sometimes good to get good advice, whether it be from a chemist or a health food store or the lady that you went to go and see.
Yeah.
And if it really gets down to it, if you can potentially get a blood test. I mean, I went privately to get a blood test and I definitely had deficiency.
The fact this woman had lost all her hair and I could see for myself. I mean, she did have, I'm not going to lie, because she had length, she did have extensions in, but she physically showed me what was her hair, what was mm-hmm. not, what had grown back in what amount of time. So to be it firsthand from somebody who had genuinely lost all their hair and how they went on their own journey, I'll be honest, I probably listened to her more than anybody else I had up until that point, because seeing is believing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But also, it's like you said, you're having the conversation now with friends, and we probably don't talk about it because we probably don't think it's that serious, but actually, losing your hair is a really, really stressful thing. And the more stress you have, effectively, that'll cause you to lose hair.
This is where I got to. Like, I'm stressed over this and I'm probably making the situation worse through the stress. I will kickstart with the Chanel exhibition. So on our first 3-2-1 back in August, I was sort of saying, this is landing, this is coming to the V&A, look out for it. But I know that a lot of the tickets have sold out. So I wanted to kind of explain what there is to see at the Chanel exhibition and several ways that you can still get to see it if you want to go. The Chanel exhibition is everything Coco Chanel. So it's got no Karl at all. It's all the original Gabrielle Coco Chanel. It actually opened with the very first blouse that she made. I think if I get the year right, it's 1919. It's the oldest piece of Chanel known in existence.
And wow.
It's still you could wear it out today, Zahn. It's still so lovely. There's so many dresses through all the different eras. You can see all at the beginning, you get to see a lot of, and you can tell it's hand-stitched Do you know what I mean? You can see it's all handcrafted because of the way that it's kind of patterned and where the stitching is. You can see that there's a lot of craftsmanship there. Then there's kind of a large room that has all the different dresses. I didn't realize she did so much in baby pink. My favorite dress that I would walk out of there is actually one of the baby pink ones. You could literally pull it off a mannequin now. I think it was done in 1929 or something. Get it off the mannequin, put a biker jacket on, and you're good to go. They also had some Chanel blue, which I'd never seen. And apparently it was one of her favorite colors to do. And after you go through all the dresses, you go into this beautiful room, which you've probably seen on some of the Insta stories, where is just all the Chanel suits. There's hundreds, and they're done in color rainbow. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Then there's the jewelry section. Oh, it kind of finishes with the mocked up mirror staircase. So it's beautiful to go and see. Definitely worth a visit. You even need to know somebody with a membership that has a guest pass, like myself. The membership is the only way, I think, really now you're going to get to see it before the end of February, unless I think you can turn up on the day and see if there's any spare spaces. Mm-hmm. But then that's a hit or miss, especially if you don't live in London. You're really gonna do that. Now, membership is 77, mine is with guests, and that's 112. And I would say I've not been to see it yet, but there's also the Diva exhibition on. I've not been in that one, but I've seen a lot of people queuing for that. So, you know, you've got two good exhibitions there. And also with the membership, you get to go in the membership room for drinks, refreshments, and you get money off at what I'm calling the Chanel Sweetie Shop, which you can spend a small fortune on basically stationery. But I did buy the official book, and I have read it at least three times. I flipped through it, read it, spent a lot of time, so that's definitely been worth it. But yeah, this Chanel Sweetie Shop, I think I've spent a lot of time in. And you're going to talk about the Spirit of Christmas Fair.
Well, it's the first one I have been to since before COVID hit, those years, and because I used to go every single year. I am absolutely delighted to be going again tomorrow. I'll be there to go and meet and or see again a lot of my friends. Have got some amazing brands. Annie Reid will be there with Sanson Reid. Nostara, if anyone is looking for gorgeous scents, candles, things like that, Nostara is amazing. I'm finally going to go and meet Lucy of Zulu Cow Girl, Zulu Cow by Lucy. Wow. It's fellow Durban or from Natal, so I'm delighted to be meeting her. But there's just loads. It's such an amazing place under one roof to get loads of Christmas shopping done, and also support some really, really incredible small brands.
Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful items. So that is, yes, I am.
That's at Olympia, isn't it?
And it's starting in, and I think goes on until 6 every day, I think until Sunday.
Until Sunday.
So
do you know the price of the ticket?
No.
It's probably about £30 from memory.
I think it's between 20 to 30 approximately. Because also they have different levels, so you can just entry at the door, or you get one where you have your shopping taken, or your a glass of bubbles or whatever else. You could tell I've been away on holiday, not prepared at all. They have a stand where you can go and buy, whether it be House and Garden, or it's a subscription to a particular magazine, subscribed to either Living Magazine or House and Garden, and they have a goodie bag that comes with the subscription. So I think at one point it was like £19 and you get a subscription for the year. But the bag itself was full of like 100 or something pounds worth of really amazing skincare, candles, etc. So, you know, but then of course you have to try and do that at the end of the day, otherwise you're going to be lugging. You just got to make sure you've got a really big bag, big tote bag with you, or something on wheels.
The year that I was there, somebody was selling sledges, kids' sledges. So that's not a small thing to sell, right?
No.
And all I saw were all these women carrying a sledge with their back. There was nowhere. They hadn't thought through the whole process of where customers could leave it.
This is where I would be like, okay, hang on. Let's do your shopping, put it on your sledge, and then drag your sledge. You've got something to hang your hats on. No, it's I think there is a place
definitely.
Where you go and put in your, and it's also it's a place where you've got to be very careful in terms of what you wear, because it gets really hot in there, and you are going to be buying things, I'm assuming, because there's just so much temptation.
Yeah.
And you want to be comfortable, you know, so it's worth remembering.
Well, listen, Sam, thanks for that. So this is the October issue. So yes, we hope you enjoyed it. And I should imagine our November issue is going to be a bit of a Christmas special, I should imagine.
Yes, we'll go from the Halloween to the Christmas bling.
You're going to make me dress up as, like, I don't know, Father Christmas or something for the next.
Now there is an idea.
Bye. See ya. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for tuning in for 321. It's a bit of a special for me because it's my 50th episode of Styling Matters. I can't quite believe how quickly this year has gone by, and I'm already on my 50th episode. And that kind of brings me on to the affirmation this week. Why not me? Because I spent a long time thinking about starting a podcast and wanted to do a weekly podcast, and I put it off for some time. And I think I had to really kind of find the courage to go, why not me? Why can everybody else have a podcast and not me? And this kind of why not me affirmation also came up this week. And I want to kind of pass it on to you gorgeous girls for getting a bit more positive with style mindset. Style mindset is something I'm really going to focus in on in 2024. This week I had the great pleasure to go and do a style talk at Phase 8 at the Milton Keynes branch. And I had on the Novelli dress, silver sequin dress, that pretty... what we were calling it, the disco ball dress. And it's gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning, the dress. You can't miss it in store. That's what I wore to the event. And I cannot tell you, every single lady that walked into the store loved the dress. They said they loved it. But when I asked them, why don't you go and try it on? I could see they were like, oh, I can't. And it was like, yes, you can. And why not you? You know, if you see something worn by somebody else and you love it and you want to wear something like that, then I hope you'll take that why not me on board and perhaps at least give it a try on. And if you try it on and you love it and you can afford it, then why not buy it? Because you are definitely worth it. So I'll leave you with that this week. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.